We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, gracious viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hawkbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hawkbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ankorong, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Douwe, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafusam, channel 30 on BlendoSat. And in Adeya, channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA, in Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente, and in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión, in Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña, in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Peruvian farmers join together to protect rainforests. In cultural news, the Republic Day of Cameroon and the Independence Day of Timor-Leste are celebrated today. In veg news, an American following the plant-based diet celebrates her 108th birthday. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 20th, is the birthday of the President of Uruguay, His Excellency José Alberto Mojica Cordano, born in 1935 in Montevideo, the capital of the nation. His Excellency is known for his modest lifestyle, donating much of his salary to a fund for sheltering individuals in need of homes. President Cordano also stays on a small farm, growing vegetables and flowers instead of living at the official presidential residence. His Excellency calls for national unity and the celebration of diversity in Uruguay to bring about greater prosperity. Our earnest appreciation, Your Excellency José Alberto Mojica Cordano, for your devotion to enhancing the lives of your fellow Uruguayans. We respectfully wish you a wonderful birthday in the company of cherished ones.
Flying news. Wildfires flare once more in Russia's Siberia. Fires that flared over the weekend had almost doubled in size to 3,700 acres within 24 hours as of Sunday, May 15th. Russia's Emergencies Ministry deployed over 2,300 emergency personnel and 530 firefighting equipment to extinguish as many as 106 forest fires, with affected areas including Transbaikal Territory, the Krasnoyarsk Territory, the Republics of Tiva and Buryatia, and the Tomsk and Irkutsk regions. Environmental organization Greenpeace, meanwhile, stated that with fires being found in Russian forests and peat bogs much earlier this year than in 2010, the nation must implement preventive measures to help curb the flames before they once again reach levels that endanger both health and lives. Our gratefulness for the endeavors of the brave firefighting personnel, as well as the concerned voice of groups such as Greenpeace. May such damaging events as these be minimized through our caring endeavors toward one another and the earth.
Earthquakes and volcanic activity shake the Philippines and Indonesia. Philippine personnel are on alert, and civil defense officials have identified at least 39 areas in the Bicol region to serve as evacuation centers in case the Bulusan and Mayon volcanoes erupt on Luzon Island. From Monday, May 16th to Tuesday, 144 volcanic tremors were recorded at the Bulusan volcano. During the same time period, 5 volcanic temblers were also recorded at the Ta'an volcano in Batangas, where a permanent danger zone is already in effect due to danger of steam-driven explosions with high concentrations of toxic gases. On Tuesday morning, a 5.6 magnitude quake hit south of Java, Indonesia, centered 140 kilometers south of Malang. Fortunately, none of the volcanic or earth tremor events resulted in damage or injuries. With thankfulness for the safety of the Philippine and Indonesian people, we pray for the cessation of such potential dangers as humanity's gentler ways help stabilize the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
citizens speak out, calls for freedom, democracy, dignity and human rights continue to be heard across the globe by people in countries such as Azerbaijan, Bahrain, Belarus, Egypt, Libya, Mauritania, Palestine, Spain, Syria, Tunisia and Yemen.
On Wednesday, May 18th, thousands of Spanish youths, workers and the unemployed defied a ban on pre-election protests to gather for the fourth consecutive day of demonstrations in Madrid's Puerta del Sol Square over the nation's high unemployment, calling for people to boycott voting for either of the two leading parties.
Azerbaijani democracy activist Bakhtiar Hajiev, who co-created a Facebook page organizing activists, was sentenced to 2 years in jail for refusing military service. Saying that the ruling was motivated by the government's wish to repress political advocacy, his brother pledged an appeal.
In Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood's recently formed Freedom and Justice Political Party has appointed Coptic Christian intellectual Rafik Habib as vice president, while also announcing that the party's 8,800 members include 1,000 women and 93 other Coptic Christians.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton jointly called for Belarus to immediately and unconditionally release all political prisoners, while expressing alarm over the government's crackdown on minority party members and protesters.
The UN's top official for humanitarian affairs, Valerie Amos, concluded a four-day trip to Palestine and Israel with a call for Israeli officials to end their policy of evicting Palestinians and destroying their homes to build Israeli settlements. She also urged for an end to the blockade of Gaza and its stifling effect on education and economic activity.
The Bahraini government continued its violent crackdown of peaceful pro-democracy protesters by conducting raids in New Wydrat village. Journalists of the country's minority party newspaper pled not guilty to charges that they had falsified news about the actions of security forces, as Amnesty International expressed alarm at the trials and prison terms for people engaging in the legitimate right to express their opinions and call for change. The US-based Human Rights Watch released a report documenting the severe treatment of Bahraini citizens at the hands of the government, as it urged US President Barack Obama and other officials to speak out against the human rights violations. In Libya, four journalists from the UK, US and Spain were freed on Wednesday after several weeks of detainment by the Libyan military. US reporters Ms. Claire Gillis and Mr. James Foley, British journalist Mr. Nigel Chandler and Spanish photographer Mr. Manu Brabo were reported to be in good condition upon their release. The UN, meanwhile, raised to $408 million, the amount of requested humanitarian funds to aid some 2 million citizens affected by the conflict, including those displaced in other countries.
In Syria, at the border town of Tal Kalak, 8 more people have been killed trying to escape to Lebanon, bringing the death toll to as many as 35. On Wednesday, the U.S. government announced sanctions to be imposed on Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and 6 senior officials for human rights abuses, while Switzerland joined the European Union in placing sanctions on travel and finances of 13 Syrian officials.
As we sorrow for the loss of fellow human lives, we continue to pray for the day that conflicts end in all countries so that citizens everywhere may choose to lead free, dignified, and peaceful lives.
Thank you. Thank you.
U.S. President announces foreign policy in support of democratic reform, reflecting on the world-changing emergence of peaceful protest movements in Tunisia, Egypt, and other countries over the past 6 months. President Barack Obama outlined a new vision for U.S. foreign policy on Thursday, May 19th, emphasizing the legitimacy of citizens' calls for basic freedoms and a voice in government, while also commending their courage in doing so. The president affirmed the nation's support of such an approach, saying that it is now, in fact, the focal point of U.S. international relations.
There must be no doubt that the United States of America welcomes change that advances self-determination and opportunity.
Referring to specific plans to assist the emerging democracies of Tunisia and Egypt, President Obama also announced support for a sovereign Palestinian state based on its 1967 borders, while remaining committed to Israel's rights to security. He went on to affirm the need for diplomatic resolution in countries where government violence has led to tragic losses of life, urging nations like Bahrain to begin dialogue with the goal of national peace.
The United States of America was founded on the belief that people should govern themselves. And now we cannot hesitate to stand squarely on the side of those who are reaching for their rights, knowing that their success will bring about a world that is more peaceful, more stable, and more just.
Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency, for your statements that advance human dignity and freedom may set to foremost advocacy of citizens' rights, aid in the transition toward global peace.
UK's Queen Elizabeth II makes historic peace trip to Ireland. As the first British monarch to visit the Republic of Ireland in 100 years, Her Majesty was welcomed by Irish President Mary McAleese as she arrived on Tuesday, May 17th, wearing a green coat for Ireland and a blue dress for the Irish patron saint, St. Patrick. In honor of Ireland's pursuit of autonomy, she placed a wreath on the Garden of Remembrance in Dublin, followed on Wednesday by a commemorative visit to Croke Park, where unarmed Irish citizens in 1920 had lost their lives. At a state dinner held in honor of her visit with Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, the Queen began her speech in the Irish language of Gaelic as she expressed deep regret and sympathy to all those affected by the past centuries of conflict. Many were moved by Her Majesty's symbolic acts, including President McAleese, who stated that the Queen's visit marked the culmination of the peace process and a new chapter of partnership. Our respectful accolades, Your Majesty, for your noble intentions and graciously conciliatory visit. May the people of the British Isles be ever united in friendship and peace.
Save our planet. United Nations braces for increased disaster risks. In a new report presented during a recent four-day United Nations conference on disaster risk reduction, the risk of economic loss to disaster was found to be increasing faster than the rate of economic growth. In developed countries, the risk of loss due to floods had increased by 160% in the past three decades, while the incidence of tropical cyclone-related disasters tripled over the past four decades, spanning even more countries. The 2011 Global Assessment Report on Disaster Risk Reduction also emphasized that climate change was linked to the intensifying pattern of destructive, extreme weather events, which globally now cost over $1.5 trillion. During the conference in Geneva, Switzerland, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon made reference to the multiple recent tragedies that struck Japan through a quake, tsunami, and nuclear accident, as he warned that no country is immune from either natural or human-caused disasters.
Disasters caused by natural hazards are taking a heavy toll on communities everywhere, in countries rich and poor. They are outpacing our ability to respond.
The 10-year average of economic losses since 2000 totaled $110 billion and insured losses of $35 billion. That figure has already doubled so far this year. With Japan, and now what we're seeing in the States, it will have well more than doubled.
Conference delegates, including private sector leaders, discussed the need to invest more in minimizing disaster impacts, especially through early warning preparedness and prevention measures.
Honestly, there are no natural disasters. All disasters are man-made because of the way we create our society, where we build cities, in the way of hazards that are known.
With statistics showing that about half of all people killed or affected by catastrophes being children, child activists also attended the meeting to urge governments to take action for their safety.
We, the children, are most vulnerable if disasters that have caused cyclones, flash floods, tidal waves, drought, volcanic eruption, and many more strikes. Then classes have to be suspended, starving children, some are left homeless, and even death with child victims.
Our appreciation, United Nations, and all concerned participants of this global conference for disaster risk reduction. May our proper concerted efforts address the root of all disasters to ensure ours and future generations can live in peace and protection.
We cannot prepare much. We can only wait and see, because we don't know when it will strike us and where and what we can prepare anyway. Even if we stockpile some food and all that, it is not always helpful. It just makes the world food shortage worsen. So we can only rely on the good karma that we can create. We can save ourselves right now by turning into a vegetarian diet, which is benevolent, which is very compassionate. And by being compassionate to others, heaven will be compassionate to us. The law of cause and effect is always very correct. So the only thing we can save ourselves is to be compassionate, to change into a more noble, benevolent lifestyle. No meat, no animals product. Then you can see immediately the weather will change. Everything will return to a more peaceful, abundant, because heaven is merciful. There's no other way we can prevent such a disaster like this.
Save our planet. With continued drought, Chinese officials warn that power shortages will be more severe than usual this year in Hunan, Zhejiang, Jiangsu, and Anhui provinces, with the cities of Shanghai and Chongqing already implementing rationing.
Greeting viewers, Gleamel the Trophius here. I love my scrumptiously delicious vegan diet. Today, I'm here with a health tip. According to a study published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, young people can increase their chances of having strong bones later in life by participating in robust physical activities such as running and jogging. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
Environmental news. Peruvian farmers protect rainforests. The Ojos de Agua Forest of the Future Association consists of 16 farmers of San Martin Picota. In May 2010, the association was legally given the responsibility of preserving a 2,400-hectare area of forest land for 40 years. This is the first tract of woodlands in the nation to be entrusted to private citizens to conserve. In an interview with the news service Tierra America, president of the eco group, Mr. Pablo Escudero, said, "We have tried to protect the forest in many ways, through inscription in the public land registry, placing boundary markers, forming teams to act as caretakers, and talking with the people to get them to understand that without forests we will have no water, which means there can be no life." Bravo, Ojos de Agua Forest of the Future Association, for your earth-loving endeavor. May verdant woodlands thrive throughout your blessed land.
In cultural news, today is the Republic Day of Cameroon, observing the adoption of its constitution in 1972. There are more than 200 ethnic groups in this beautiful West African nation between Equatorial Guinea and Nigeria. It is also home to one of the largest and most protected rainforests on the continent, the Jah Faunal Reserve. A United Nations educational, scientific, and cultural organization World Heritage Site, it is a habitat for over 1,200 plant and 420 bird species, as well as a wide variety of primates. Today is also the Independence Day of Timor-Leste, honoring its autonomy achieved in 2002. Timor-Leste is a scenic mountainous country in southeastern Asia. Its Nino Conis Santana National Park contains more than 55,000 hectares of the Coral Triangle, a marine region that has the greatest biodiversity of coral and reef fish on the globe. We wish the residents of Cameroon a splendid Republic Day and the citizens of Timor-Leste a memorable Independence Day. Up next on Noteworthy News, Miss Lorene Dinwiddie celebrates a happy vegan 108th birthday. We'll let the cat out and come right back. Stay tuned for more valuable news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, satisfying news for a contented world. In Veg News, a senior citizen following the plant-based diet celebrates her 108th birthday. Miss Lorene Dinwiddie of Oregon, United States, has been a vegan for almost 90 years. She attributes her longevity to a diet of fruits, vegetables, and nuts. Miss Dinwiddie stated, "It's all there in the Bible." Our heartiest congratulations, Miss Lorene Dinwiddie, on this wonderful occasion. May your future be graced with an abundance of well-being and happiness. We pray your spectacular example inspires many individuals to adopt the healthy, compassionate lifestyle.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled School Lesson.
Father, said to son, "Well, son, what did you learn in school today?" "Son, I learned to say yes, sir, and no, sir. Yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am." So father say, "Oh, really?" And the son say, "Yep."
And now for our viewers' heartlines on vegan Goya Chanpuro, Okinawan stir-fried bitter melon and tofu, on vegetarianism, the noble way of living. This show can also be accessed in our online archives.
Excellent program, and with 16 different language subtitles, it is easy and great for the world to know about this dish. Good work. Ichizo.
Thank you so much. I've always wanted to try Goya Chanpuro, but thought that since I was vegan, I couldn't have it. Boo.
Thank you for doing this. You are a godsend, Leoka.
Greetings, Ichazel, Bo, and Leoka. Thank you for your enthusiastic comments. The Goya Chanpuro does look absolutely delectable. Japanese cooking, as with other ethnic dishes, is so much more delicious and inviting when prepared the animal-free way. Bon vegan appetit with heaven's love.
Do you have a heartland today? We very much appreciate your heartlands and stories from your area. Please send them to heartland@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May faith and goodness be your treasured blessings from heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Lebanon's top Christian and Muslim clerics, representing 18 different religious groups, call on the country's political parties to put differences aside and work together in unity towards the speedy formation of a government cabinet based on the country's constitution.
As the fourth person ever to be recognized in the 14-year history of the Sydney Peace Foundation, WikiLeaks founder Mr. Julian Assange has been awarded a gold medal for his extraordinary courage in speaking up for human rights.
Miracle May, a courageous toy poodle who was discovered discovered injured outside a nursing home in British Columbia, Canada, is set to receive her first needed dental surgery, thanks to generous donations raised by the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
A study by researchers from the Harvard School of Public Health in the USA reports that men who drink coffee daily may reduce their risk of developing a lethal type of prostate cancer by up to 60%.
The government of Seoul, South Korea, calls on Fendi, an Italian fashion house, to remove all fur items from its show scheduled in June due to concerns expressed by animal rights groups.
To aid families fleeing the violence in Libya who are now staying along the Tunisian border, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, opens a school that can accommodate over 150 children.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.